Now these sparks are ourselves. What we call psychic consciousness, psychic entities. These psychic entities they have a very special characteristic. They are individual in character. Those four beings who had come out in the beginning were all cosmic. The gods which came out are also cosmic. But this fire, the sparks of the fire, are individual in character. Each one of us is that fire, that spark. It is as if we are now called upon to do that work. We have agreed to do this work. And we are now digging the darkness. And our entire life is nothing but endeavor to remove the dark. Now we are in the reverse process at present. It is becoming less and less dark. Millions of years we have been struggling, striving. We are ourselves like architects. An architect knows what is to be done. An architect knows what is to be fashioned, what is to be formed. And the architect takes the help of so many others. Any guides. But this guide, when it enters into darkness, this work cannot be done merely by standing away. He finds that if darkness is to be removed, he has to plunge into darkness. When you plunge into darkness, what happens is that you are overwhelmed by darkness. It's like entering into mud. The moment you enter into it, if you were to take out the mud, you have to become muddy. Muddy. All mud comes out on your body. This is what has happened to us. And we are all the time taking out the mud. And pardon? Pardon? Yes, you are right, exactly, precisely. Pardon? That's why?
That's why it looks so dark at the moment.
Yeah, we are all like that. This is true. This is the true state of our affairs. There has been a lot of advance. even to create this kind of a human body is a work of the spark. There was not even this kind of a body available on this, in this darkness. Even what you call matter was not formed. There was no life, there was no mind. It was pure darkness and the spark. And the spark went on and on and on, and first it produced matter. This itself was a great victory, to bring out matter out of pure inconscience. It was a great victory. But in matter, there was hardly individuality possible. Then came about digging further. And this Samvatsara is supposed to be a messenger. This is in the Veda. Agni is supposed to be the messenger. Goes up and down. He travels. And wherever he calls for, all the gods come because they have promised. We shall help him. So wherever we ask, the gods come to help us. We have an access. Everywhere, you can go round about anywhere, you do all your effort, gods are available, they will help you. So ultimately, these sparks were able to bring what is called life force and implanted life into this matter. It is a miracle how out of matter the plants begin to grow. Sri Aurobindo has given a beautiful description of the world of darkness. And he says, if you were a witness at that time, if you were a witness but uninstructed, you were not told anything at all, you are just witnessing this whole darkness. And if you were told, you are a witness, and if somebody whispered into you and said, look here, in this darkness, one day, a beautiful garden will be overlooking where you are looking over, and birds will be flying all around, and beautiful butterflies will be flying about. And then you will find beautiful benches coming over it, and human beings moving about. If you were told such a possibility, you would have said, impossible. Such a thing can never come about. But what is called impossible did, in this matter, life did come about. And how many life forms? Not one. Millions of life forms. Even if you just look into the ocean and the life forms in the ocean, you'll be surprised at the multiplicity of forms. Various kinds of fishes, you know. Even the kinds of fishes there are, how many species of fishes? And crocodiles and sharks. One, how numerous they are. Even in plants, how many kinds of plants? Millions of forms of plants. And what kinds of flowers? What varieties of flowers? Now all this is a result of our digging, and putting forth. We are all working together. We may fight against each other, but we are all working together. Now, in that process, when human beings, this kind of human body was formed, you might say, very remarkable breakthrough was attained. You can see the mystery of the human body itself is so great. It's a marvelous work. One doesn't know how such a mysterious instrument has been created.